I start, and then we'll get the talk underway. Brilliant. Yeah, Lord, I just pray that you'll be with me as I give your word, Lord, that it will definitely be you that is speaking through me, that anything that I say that is not of you, Lord, that everyone here today just forgets it, and that it's just your word that is shining through. Amen. Cool. Well, as the title suggests, I'm going to be talking about a Christ-filled Christmas. You're probably thinking, but Christmas was, what, like 2 days ago? Why on earth are you talking about Christmas? Well, it's because today it's our Christmas party, so it's definitely, definitely relevant. There was one little woo. That was good. Yeah! So I think it's relevant. Also, I think that everyone is still in the Christmas mood. I don't know about you, but I'm still munching on mince pies and everything. Everyone's still listening to Christmas, and there's still Christmas decorations up, so I think it's definitely relevant. Also, I think that the message of Christmas is something that we can think about every single day and bring into the new year, so it's not just relevant at Christmas. What is the meaning of Christmas? I found a verse in Isaiah which I think sums it up pretty well. So in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now, if you don't know, Isaiah's in the Old Testament, so it was definitely before Jesus was born. So it's foretelling what's going to happen. And that's why I think it makes it even more special, because it came true. I love the bit when it says the government will rest on his shoulders. You just imagine Jesus having the law on his shoulders. And it says he will be called Wonderful Counselor. Counselor meaning that he's just and fair. Mighty God. Well, that speaks for itself. He's God. How amazing is that? Everlasting Father. Well, he's our Father and he loves us so much. And Prince of Peace. Not only is he peace, he is the Prince of Peace, meaning that he is the ultimate example of peace, which I think is pretty cool. Next, what do you most look forward to at Christmas? What is the first thing you think of? Don't all shout at once. If you have a think in your head about what you might think of at Christmas. And I have a little special Christmas stocking that will help us with this. So I need 7 volunteers to come up. I need, so there's not many little people. Yeah, 3 any more? Oh yeah, 4. Fantastic. Oh, not very many. Okay, yeah, let's have some big volunteers as well. Brilliant. Okay, brilliant. That's perfect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I need one more person. Anyone? Oh, yay, thank you. Trust me, it's not hard, it's not difficult. All you have to do, brilliant. If you just stand in a line for me, fantastic. Oh, everyone's crouching down. Oh, I've got more volunteers. Well, why don't you? Do you want to hand this out to everyone? Do you want to hold this? Okay, and one second. If you want to come over here and then hand everyone, there's going to be a bit of paper. Do you want to hand everyone a bit of paper that's in that stocking for me? In the line, that's it. Fantastic. That's it. Everyone take a piece of paper. Don't open it yet. Oh. That's it. Brilliant. There's only 7. If you give Ben one as well, I'm sure one of the big people won't mind. Oh, just one piece of paper. That's it. And then do you want to go down there and hand it out to other people? Fantastic. Brilliant. I can see you sneaking. Look. Is that 7? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One more piece of paper in there. Brilliant. Thank you. Brilliant. Right, let's go down here. Now, these are pictures of objects or things that maybe you thought of when you first woke up in the morning. So, Ben, what's on your little piece of paper? Have a look. What is it?
Santa putting his presents in my stocking.
Santa and stockings. Well, I think that's definitely probably one of the things that you thought of. I probably definitely thought of that. Woke up one morning, was like, Santa come. Definitely one of the things. What about you, Ellie?
It's a picture of sister, brother, mother and father all holding hands. So it's It's representing the family.
Family. Maybe you woke up in the morning and you thought, oh, grandma and granddad's coming over today. I just can't wait to see them. And family was the first thing that you thought of. What have you got?
A big roast dinner.
Ah, big roast dinner. Food. I reckon everyone, celebration of food. I reckon everyone thought of food when they woke up in the morning. What about you?
Someone's sleeping.
That's a bit weird. Well, actually, this is my favourite one, because this is for you. When you were in bed in the morning, what was the first thing you thought of? Waking up your parents so you can open up your presents. I think that definitely was it. Brilliant. What about you?
Wow, that's what I call Christmas.
It's a Christmas CD. So maybe that's what you thought of. Maybe the first thing you thought of was singing Christmas songs and Christmas carols.
Don't drop him.
A snowman.
A snowman. Maybe you were hoping for that white Christmas and the first thing you thought of was the snow. You rushed out to the window to see. What about you, Tommy?
I got presents.
Presents. I think that's the one thing that everyone thought of in the morning. Brilliant. Thank you. Yay. You can sit down. Thank you. Of course you can.
What I thought of was Jesus's birthday.
Did you? Wow. Oh, well, you're definitely better than me because I didn't think of that. But well done. Yeah, you can sit down for me. Thank you. You can if you want, or you can give it to me. Brilliant. Oh, thank you. Put in the stocking. Yeah, thank you. You can sit down now. Thank you. Right. Well, I definitely think that one of these things that were pulled out of the stocking was definitely one of the things that you thought of in the morning. And maybe you can think of some others as well, but I think they're the main things. Apart from some people who thought it was Jesus' birthday, I reckon that most of us didn't wake up in the morning and think, you know what, I just cannot wait to go to church. No, you thought of presents, and you thought of stockings, and you thought of Santa. Did you say, I can't wait to celebrate Jesus' birth? No, you didn't. You thought of presents. This is being truthful, by the way. I can't wait to read my Bible to hear about the Christmas story. No. Or, I can't wait to thank Jesus. You might be thinking, yeah, well, that's not fair. I went to church on Christmas Day. But that's my little bit Christian bit of the week. That was me thinking about Jesus. Well, yeah, but you didn't think of him in the morning, did you? Or maybe you're thinking, yeah, but no one does that, except from a few people at the front. No one ever does that. Well, let me ask you this. When it's your birthday, what's the first thing you think of? You think, I can't wait, it's my birthday, because that's the meaning of the day. It's your birthday, that's what's going to happen that day. What's the meaning of Christmas for us? It's Jesus' birthday, it's Jesus. But we don't think of it in the morning. And I think that's a bit sad. Oh, wait. Pretend you didn't see that. whoops. For those of you that know me, you'll know that I'm currently at university in my second year. And basically the way my course is laid out is you have a lecture, which is the person who's standing and talking at you for an hour and you're meant to write notes. And then afterwards you have an hour seminar or a 2-hour seminar afterwards, which is like a class basically with 10 or 15 other people. And on the, I think it was the one before the Christmas holidays, one of my friends walked in wearing a Christmas jumper. But it was slightly different. So what do you normally find on a Christmas jumper? This is the bit where you tell me. Reindeer, that was a massive clue because I have reindeer on my jumper. What other things? Snowmen, yeah. Father Christmas, yes. Oh, snow, presents. Yes? Snowman. Oh, family on a Christmas. Maybe, you never know. Snowflakes. Oh, okay, that's brilliant. That's loads of ideas. Thank you. Oh, okay, one more. A Santa decorated minion. That sounds like a cool Christmas jumper to me. I haven't seen one of those, but yeah. Well, my friend walked in wearing this. Happy birthday, Jesus. And I was like, no joke, he actually was wearing it. And I looked at it, and I stared at it, and I stared at it, and I stared at it. Then I realized I was staring at him, and he probably thought I liked him or something, so I stopped. But I was confused. Happy birthday, Jesus. I was like, is this a joke? But then I was like, but it's not funny, so it's not a joke. As far as I knew, I was the only one that was a Christian in that class. So I thought, maybe he's coming out as a Christian. Maybe this is his way of coming out as a Christian. And he's going to walk in and be like, I'm a Christian. Happy birthday, Jesus. I don't know. I didn't know. But it was just, I was still confused. And it still confuses me. And then I thought, well, actually, and thinking about it now, does it matter if it was a joke, if it was sarcastic, if it was the truth? Because that is the truth. That's what Christmas is all about. It is Jesus' birthday, and that's amazing. And then I thought, well, why did it bother me so much? If that's what Christmas is all about, why did it bother me so much? Let's think about when Christmas actually starts. Okay, it doesn't start in December. It definitely doesn't. I'd say and challenge that it starts in October. Okay, so you have this weird merge. If you've ever been into Poundland at the end of October, it's really weird because you have Halloween scary masks and candy on one side, and then you have Santa Claus and snowmen on the other side. It's really confusing. So I'd say it starts in October. What about Christmas lists and presents? When do you start writing your letter to Santa or buying presents? Not in December. It's way, way before. Right, my birthday is on the 2nd of November. Just a little date for you to put in your diaries. 2nd of November. And so she rang me up when I was at uni, and she said, can I have your birthday list? I was like, yeah, fair enough. She's like, oh, and your Christmas list. But it's October. My Christmas list at the same time. What about food? Okay, we don't buy that in December. Okay, sorry if you're one of them, but you're one, if you buy it on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, you're insane. Okay, have you ever been into Morrison's on Christmas Eve? It's mad. I'm sorry if you're one of the people, but me and my brother, we cycled up because we needed to get some desserts and mince pies for Christmas. We cycled up to Morrison's, walked in, wish we hadn't. It was crazy. On a normal day, people are nice. They walk around, they let you pass first, they let you go to the beans first if you want baked beans. And then if they bash into you, they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And you're like, no, I'm sorry, even though you bumped into me. It's wonderful. Christmas Day, it's every man for themselves. People are bashing into each other. It's politeness is out the window. So you buy it in advance. My mum, I don't know if they still do them, but she used to, in January, she'd go to Tesco's and you could put a little bit of money towards these stamps you collect on a card, if you know them. And then you set, and that's your saving up for Christmas. And each row of stamps was, I don't know, £5 or something. And so you're saving from January, and then at Christmas, it's not as much to pay. The same with the points cards. You save up your points and then you cash it in at Christmas. So at January, I'd like to say, well, wait a minute, what about Jesus? And you're like, well, how does that link to Jesus? Well, when do we start preparing to celebrate Jesus' birth? Do we do it in October? Do we practice Christmas songs in October? Well, if you're Michael Colton and a worship leader, then maybe. Everyone else, I'm not singing. Well, actually, I am practicing my worship songs for you in October. So in November, when we write our Christmas lists, do we write Christmas prayer lists? No. Or in December, do we read and reread the gospel, as in the story of Jesus, to prepare for the celebration of it? I don't think we do. Okay, we have Advent in church. So like last week, we had a talk about the shepherds. So I give you that. But outside of church, do we think about the gift we got at Christmas before December? I don't think we do. So I would argue that we prepare in advance for the holiday of Christmas, but we don't prepare in advance for the message. And I think that's something we should do. So now I'm moving on to how. How can we say all the things that I've said? How can we change? I'm going to tell you now that it's not going to be a big tick list because I wrote this talk before Christmas and I definitely didn't have as much of a Christ-filled Christmas as I wanted. But I think there's little tips that could help. Seems cliche to say, but pray and read the Bible. I say we should prepare for Christmas in terms of the message as well as the festivities. So there's something that I'm definitely going to try next year. So when you write your Christmas lists and when you write your Christmas lists and everything you want, your letters to Santa, why don't you write alongside it a prayer list of maybe things you're going to pray over Christmas? Maybe you're going to pray for people in other countries that might not have an amazing Christmas. Maybe you're just going to thank Jesus in November, which is weird because it's not Christmas, but do it anyway. Just thank Jesus for the amazing gift he sent. God sent the amazing gift, Jesus, on Christmas Day. The second thing would be make Jesus the center of that day. You're thinking, well, I do that already. Oh, I go to church. That's in the middle of my day. That's making Jesus the center of my day. It's not. You go to church and then you go home and you have Christmas food and things. Try and make Jesus the center of every day. It says in the Bible to make him the center. There's amazing Christmas song, Christian songs. The amazing one that says, Jesus, be the center, be my source, be my light. It's an amazing song, and I think it's really relevant and something we should do. And lastly, why does the message of Christmas have to be a single day celebration? Now, this is the bit where I'm going to link it, where it can be every day, so not just a Christmas Day event. So how do you think you could do that? Well, maybe just every day, just thinking about the gift that Jesus sent, the ultimate gift, in November seems crazy. Maybe start the new year thinking about it. You may even be doing it without realizing the cross links to Christmas Day. If for what Jesus did on the cross, we have to have Christmas Day. If God didn't send his son, then there would be no cross for him to go on. It just wouldn't happen. So every time you think of the cross, maybe think about Christmas. Think about what he did. Bring it into January, February, March. I'm not going to list all the months, but bring it into all the months. Maybe do that. Anyway, that's kind of everything from me. We're going to finish with a video, a little clip from a video anyway, that kind of says everything. It just sums up what the true gift is and about Christmas. Then I'll pray, and then we can get back to our amazing Christmas party 50-50 service. So yeah, let's... Is it... 1 second.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lord, I just thank you for sending your son on Christmas Day. I pray that in the new year that we can think and remember the ultimate gift that you sent every single day. Lord, that we can remember that it was a gift of hope. It was a gift given out of love. I just pray that we intertwine it into every single day, that we don't forget and we just don't make it just something that we think of on the 25th or the 24th. Make it something that we think of every single day. Thank you. Amen.
Well, doesn't that tell you something, if anything? Hey?